하나님은 새로운 시대를 계속 열어가고 계십니다.
God continues to open up the new age before us.
이걸 볼 줄 알면 나이가 많아도 쓰임 받습니다.
And if we are able to see this, despite our old age, we can still be used by God.
하나님이 만드는 시대를 모르면 젊어도 쓰임 받지 못합니다.
But if you do not know the age that God continues to open, even if you are young in age, you cannot be used by God.
237 나라를 못 보면 여러분의 후대는 노예로 가야 됩니다.
If you cannot see the 237 nations, your posterity will be taken as slaves.
237 나라를 본 사람은 노예된 백성을 해방시킵니다.
But those who have seen the 237 nations can liberate the enslaved peoples.
예, 굉장한 차이가 있죠.
So there is a tremendous difference.
계속 그 일을 하면서 하나님께 감사하지만은 우리 그 하나교회와 특히 제가 전에보다 한 10배로 박지훈 목사님께 감사해요.
And so as I've been carrying out my ministry, of course, I'm very thankful to God, but I'm particularly thankful to Hana Church as well as to Reverend Park Ji-won.
그 이유가 두 가지가 있는데요. 이 교회 풍토를 이렇게 장로님들 중심에 잘 심어놨다는 것은 하루 이틀 된 게 아니거든요.
And the more I carry out this ministry, I realize that it wasn't just one or two days that it took to make this kind of atmosphere where the elders are playing a central role.
사람이 심부름했네. 어떻게 그래도 신봉준 목사 같은 사람을 세워가지고요. 야, 정말 잘하셨어요.
And I think to myself, of course, this was all through God's guidance, but how was it he was able to raise up a successor like Reverend 신봉준?
같이 일을 해보면 알잖아요.
You know when you work with somebody, what kind of person in character they have.
저런 분들은 우리가 보호를 해야 될 정도로 중요하구나 느꼈어요.
And I thought to myself that those people, these kinds of individuals are so important. We need to protect them.
사실상 우리 다락방 가족 전체들이 저를 위해서 기도해주고 하는 바람에 지금까지 많은 변화가 일어났습니다.
I know that many of our members of Tarakbang have continued to pray for me. Until now, we've seen a number of changes arise.
기도로 도와줘서. 멤버가 이렇게 교체되는데도 다 도와줬어요. 서로 간에 앞뒤 사람들이 다요.
But through your prayers, we were able to see that even though we had different officials in charge, and there was a change.
하던 사람들을 조금 제가 스탑을 시켰어요.
People, the predecessors and the successors worked together so that everything would move smoothly.
홍을 해줬어요.
And I made the predecessors stop what they were doing, but they all agreed.
신봉준 목사님을 세운 겁니다.
And in fact, what I did was I raised up Reverend 신봉준.
세우니까 이 말이죠. 하나교회 팀들이 얼마나 잘하는지 우리 토요일 보면 전에 없던 방송들 많이 나오잖아요. 그게 지금 전 세계화되어 가는 겁니다.
And our Hana Church teams are doing this so well that now it's becoming more globalized. We see these kinds of media contents coming out as well.
여러분들이 그냥 영상으로 보지만 그 보통 일이 아닙니다. 잠 못 자고요. 굉장한 소통과 준비를 해야 돼요.
And you just watch the video contents, but actually that takes a lot of time and effort. People can't sleep because they're preparing that.
그러니까 복음은 더 크게 증거되고요. 예산 한 절반으로 절감돼.
But as a result of that, we see a greater gospel movement arising and the expenses have been cut in half.
목사님이 헌신해버리고 하나교회가 봉사해버리니까요. 거의 우리 지금 이때까지 있었던 중에 예산 제일 작게 절감됐고.
And Reverend Shin and his team are working unceasingly and so we're doing more work for less money.
놀란 것은 지금 여러분이 대충 잘 세밀하게는 모를 겁니다. 대한민국과 아마 제가 보기에는 세계인데요. 세계라고 말하기 좀 자신이 없고요. 대한민국에서는 최초로 통역 부서가 17개 만들어진 교회가 하나교회입니다.
And I can't speak for the world, but I know that this is the first case we've seen here in Korea. In Hana Church, we have 17 translation booths prepared.
우리 237이 그 말로가 되는 게 아니에요. 그 237이 된다는 거는 많은 게 포함돼 있어요.
And the fact that we have 237 nations, it's not just an empty slogan. There are many things that are included within that ministry.
통역하고 있다면 잊어먹어지지. 237이 조금 더 돼야 되는 거고 지금.
And so as the elders pray, you keep forgetting that there's an interpreter here, right? That means that you still need a little bit more time to have the 237 nations.
자동으로 통역할 수 있는 공간을 주거든요.
For me, I naturally have that kind of 237 mindset, and that's why I naturally give time for the interpreter to speak.
그리고 지금 현재 그 옛날에 주로 음향하던 분들이 생각해야 됩니다. 지금 음향은 이 마이크 이런 내용들 이거는 기본입니다. 이거 갖고 되는 게 아니에요, 지금은요.
And the people who are in charge of the sound and equipment here, it's not like in the past. It's not. It doesn't just take place with the mic and the speaker systems.
인터넷과 관계 있는 음향이 돼야 되고요.
You need to have the kind of sound system in place where it is can be shared easily through the internet.
색깔에 따라 또 달리 조절해야 되거든요. 그렇죠.
And the sound quality also has to be improved. Where regarding each ambience and atmosphere, everything needs to change.
들어와서 듣고 있는 것 따라 달라집니다.
And depending on the number of masses coming in to listen to these messages, the sound quality also needs to change. In
우리 열 몇 개 나라로 번역돼 나가거든요.
To accommodate that, and right now we have the translations going out in 11 different languages.
찬송 인도할 때 내 나라 말로 자막 다 나갑니다.
More than 10 languages, and right now when we have all of the lyrics go out for the praise, it's 4 different languages. This is not your average work, but unless we do this, we cannot do world evangelization.
어느 날 저 외지에서 혼자 고생하면서 예배드린다고 생각해보세요.
So consider to yourself that one day our remnant goes to some remote area in the world and they're worshiping by themselves.
내가 교회 앉아서 예배드린 것 같아야 돼요.
When they give worship in that remote place, far off place in the world, it needs to be just like when they're giving worship in the church. And so we can take care of them with the technical expertise. And until now, we have not had that prepared.
완전히 지금 이 세계복음화 드럼요 세팅을 싹.
But I was so astonished with the session here at Hana Church because they had all the setting take place to do world evangelization. And these are not just your simple words.
조명이 그냥 조명 아닙니다.
It's not just a simple lighting system.
보지만은요, 이 색깔이 사람 얼굴이 거의 조명 기술에 의해서 내 이마가 바짝거리냐 까맣게 나오느냐 달라집니다.
Depending on the lighting system, that will determine whether my forehead looks very black and darkened or whether it looks like it's glistening and shiny.
그래서 어제 처음으로 본부에서 집회할 때는 본부가 찍기 때문에 상은 잘 찍는데 어제 처음으로 내가 보니까 하나님께 찍는데 이거 바짝거리지 않았어요.
So yesterday, usually when we have it from the headquarter churches, we've been doing this for a very long time, and so my forehead doesn't shine. But for the first time at an individual church, yesterday was the first time here at Hana Church where my forehead looked the way it ought to. And when you see it from overseas, that's very important. If we don't head toward the 237 nations, we will become enslaved. But it's so gradual, people are not even cognizant of it, but you completely become enslaved.
BTS가 뭐가 다른 줄 아십니까?
Do you know what the difference is with BTS?
감각에 맞는 애들이에요. 그런 애들이 되는 겁니다.
There are people who fit with this age of 237. That's why things work for them.
쟤들보다 노래 잘하는 사람은 한국에 많아요. 그러나 237 되는 감각이 떨어지니까 안 되는 거예요.
And there are people who sing far better than BTS here in Korea, but the reason why they make such great waves is because they fit the 237 age.
참 하나님께 감사하다는 게 한두 가지가 아닙니다.
And I thank God for all of your teams here. It's not just one or two things that I'm grateful for.
카메라 다 달라요.
The camera is all different.
지금 현재 그 우리 본부에서 쓰는 카메라 하고요. 일반 게 다릅니다. 본부에서 쓰는 카메라는 방송국과 같은 카메라 그런 수준입니다.
The camera system that are being used by the headquarters, it's different from the cameras that are being used in respective individual churches. It's a broadcasting camera.
여기서 준비한 카메라가 조금 그렇다 하더라고요. 내가 보고를 하길래 그래도 하나님께서는 아마 할 걸 했는데 하나님께서 우리 본부와 똑같은 카메라 신청했어요. 7월 달에 온다더라고요.
And then I received a report that Hana Church had prepared a broadcasting purpose camera as well. And I thought to myself, well, I guess they might be able to do that. But I heard that they actually ordered the same camera as our headquarters.
본부를 끌고 멀리서 찾아와야 돼요. 그런 상황이었습니다.
So it'll be arriving sometime in July. But until now, we had to lug around the headquarters camera to all the different locations.
그러니까 이제 그 임마누엘 서울, 부산, 예원교회보다 훨씬 수준 높은 카메라입니다. 다릅니다.
The headquarters camera is a far better camera than the one we have at Emmanuel Seoul, Emmanuel Busan, or even Yewon Church. It's different.
이런 걸 여러분이 바바티 준비한다는 이건요. 돈 문제가 아니잖아요. 237에 대한 감각과 축복이 들어있다는 뜻이 돼요.
The fact that you are making preparations for that means it goes beyond simple expenditures or the money that it involves. It means that you have that sense to prepare for the coming age of 237 nations.
몇십 년 지나면 여기 어른들은 여기 안 계실 거거든요. 그렇죠.
After some years pass, many of the adults we see here today may not be here.
교회당이 거의 쓸모없는 교회당이 돼요.
And at that point in time, many of the churches here in the Republic of Korea will be obsolete because it doesn't fit and accommodate the age we're living in. What church will go ahead and make many of these translation booths? They can't do that. They don't even know the reason why they would need this kind of lighting system or equipment. And there are so many different coordinating adjustments that need to be made. If you don't have oneness, those things just cannot take place. Why am I saying this even before going to the sermon?
이제 다른 교회들이 듣고 좀 배가 아파라고 하네.
So that I can inspire some other churches to take action.
한국 사람들은 사명을 안 해요. 사촌이 논이 살 때 배가 아픈 겁니다.
And you know,
그래서 그 배 아프고 움켜쥐고 힘을 내거든요.
Korean people, by nature, it's not commission that drives us. It's because other people around us are doing far better than me. With that kind of competitive spirit, it really drives us impulsively to do better.
초대교회는 237을 본 사람들입니다.
The members of the early church were people who saw the 237 nations.
쓰임 받을 수밖에 없어요.
So of course they had no choice but to be used by God.
예수님이 직접 모든 것을 가르쳐주었기 때문에요.
Because God himself, we see that Jesus himself taught all these things to them.
여기에서 여러분들이 조금 어려운 단어지만은 알아야 될 게 있어요.
And this is a bit of a difficult terminology, but this is something that you need to know.
그래서 표현을 조금 하기 힘이 들어서 제가 영어로 그냥 써보았습니다.
And so it's a little bit difficult to explain, and so I just want to use this English word for it.
Nobody. Nobody란 말은 없는 사람이 없는 거예요.
It's nobody. There's nobody involved here.
Nothing은요. 아무것도 존재 자체가 없는 거예요.
Nothing means there's nothing of this sort that exists.
이거 보는 눈이 있어야 되는
거예요. You need to have the eyes to see this.
우리는 막 어마어마한 걸 하면 되는 줄 아는데 시끄럽고 돈 듭니다. 그거 아니요. 이걸 볼 수 있는 것이야.
We think we ought to do something grand, but that just makes a lot of noise, commotion, and takes a lot of money. It's not that. We need to have the eyes to see this. Nobody and nothing.
안 그러면요, 이 답이 의미가 없어요. 예수님 답도 없는데 뭔 말인지 다는 알지만 사실은 모르는 거예요.
Otherwise, the answer that Jesus has given to us, Acts 1:8, this becomes meaningless. We know the words, but we don't know what they entail.
걱정 중에 하나는 우리나라와 정치인들 보면 우리보다 훨씬 더 훌륭한 사람들이에요. 그렇죠?
And there's a concern that I have. I look at the politicians and our leaders, and in some ways they are
한 명을 보면요, 우리보다 공부 훨씬 많이 한 분들.
Far more renowned than all of us. They are much more well-learned when you look at each and every politician.
보면요, 대단해요.
You look at their career, they have decorated careers.
근데 이분들이 이제 한계를 모르고 있는 거예요.
But there is one thing they fail to know.
우리 나라와 인생 문제 계속 문제가 되는 그게 뭐냐는 겁니다.
What exactly is the root cause of all the problems that our nation, that all of us in our lives continue to experience?
그걸 지금 못 본 거예요.
They have yet to see that.
그러면 계속 걱정돼 싸워야 돼요.
And then of course what's most alarming is that as a result of that
끝없이 극좌파 극우파 싸워야 되는데 그게 중세시대 이후부터 나온 많은 이론에서 나온 틀린 거거든요.
Fighting becomes incessant. It is unceasing. Ultra right, ultra left, all the ideologies that have resulted from the Middle Ages will continue to
물론 부딪히면서 약간의 발전도 있지만 근본적으로는 nobody nothing이 되는 거예요.
Be in conflict with each other. Of course, inside of that fight, perhaps there might be some sort of advancement or progress, but it's not nobody and nothing in the end. And we have yet to have anybody arise who can see this.
바리새인들은 로마 소국 됐든지 말든지 밥 먹기 편하잖아요. 그렇죠?
And the Pharisees, even if the Romans, you know, even if the Israelites were colonized by Rome or not, they could still make a living. In other words, they could not see nobody and nothing, even when they were on the verge of death. The Pharisees thought instead that they had achieved success. And of course, they had achieved that prestigious position because they were going in and out of the royal palace meeting with the king. Even though the posterity would continue to be destroyed. That's what Jesus saw this and said, that's not a blessing. Rather, blessed are those who lament. That's what Jesus said. And Jesus spoke those words because he knew this. This is what will become of you. So come to your senses, he's saying. And that's what happened to them. And the early church, what were they able to see? They saw what others could not see. This isn't even hard. They knew the word and they were able to see that the strong nations would face destruction. Why? Because it was recorded in the Bible. And those who have the word of God, they can see it immediately. But those who don't believe, they can't see it because they don't know it. And what's even more ironic is the fact that Israel was facing destruction. They faced destruction. After Jesus spoke these words, in 40 years' time, Israel is destroyed. All throughout Europe, the people, the Jewish nation, the children of the Jewish nation are scattered and they are put to death. They are annihilated. And even now, they don't know this. They don't know this because they cannot see nobody and nothing. They have a strong sense of remorse in their hearts because they saw what unfolded before their eyes. But the early church knew the cause of it. These people were not ignorant. Peter was but a lowly fisherman, but because he knew the word of Jesus, he understood this and was able to see this. That's the covenant of the Mount of Olives. And the people who saw the covenant of Mount Calvary gathered here. And where did this unfold? It was on the Mount of Olives, the place where Jesus gave his final sermon. And after giving them the word, he then commissions them out to the field, to the scene of Mark's upper room to save the world. The fact that they knew this means that they were able to do that which nobody could do. Do you know what that is? These people cannot know this. They were completely oblivious to the fact that these strong nations have become enslaved to Satan. But the early church knew it. Then who is more ignorant? The devil continued to utilize the strong nations to bring destruction upon the world. And you need to have the eyes of the 27 nations. What happened to the weaker states? They became enslaved. And something very important lies here.
하나님의 백성인 성도 이스라엘을 이거하는 데 심부름을 신 거예요.
The people of God, the Israelites, were used to run the errand, this errand.
여러분, 교회 헌신하는 거 기쁨으로 하세요. 왜냐, 여러분 아무리 열심히 밖에 한 거요.
When you run these errands for the church, do it with a glad heart because any errand you run in the world, you're just running the errands of Satan.
Well,
Now, I saw an elder. He had given over a large sum of money in donations to a university. I know that it was for a good cause. But I don't think that that's exactly what it achieved. Because if there is a policy that needs to be implemented from the nation, the government can support and fund the university. Why should the elder do that? The elder ought to have used that money for the church in order to raise the posterity. Does the government support or fund the church? It does not. It's just common sense. And so with one misstep, we can run the errands for Satan. We run this errand. Why should we do that? And that's what the early church knew. They had no choice but to be used. They saw the 237 nation. That's why even when they sat completely still, the answers came to them. Number three.
아무도 못 막는 게 있어요.
There is something that nobody can block.
드디어 전쟁이 터지면서 노예로 끌리기 시작합니다.
Wars broke out and they were taken as slaves. Everybody faced destruction.
포로돼 갑니다.
And they were taken captive.
이 속에 우리 후대도 간단 말이에요.
And our posterity is included inside of this.
나라 없습니다. 속국되죠.
There's no nation to call their own. They become colonized.
어떻게 되는지.
Watch and see what happens when you lose your nation.
그리고 우리 후대들이 유랑민으로 가는 겁니다.
Then we see that our next generations, our posterity begins to wander. Nobody can block this.
중요한 게 있어요.
But there is something important here.
언약 가진 렘넌트들이 들어가서 이걸 가지고 세계 복음화를.
Remnants with the gospel enter in and they begin to do world evangelization here. That's the mystery.
좋게 말하면 우리가 237 관심 없으니까 후대를 노예로, 포로로, 속국으로, 유랑민으로 보내야 되는 거예요.
And in other words, because we have no interest in the 237 nations whatsoever, God has to send our posterity as slaves, as captives, as colonized peoples.
영적인 거를 막아야 되니까.
He needs to send them in there so that the spiritual disasters can be blocked.
모르고 계신데 여러분이 복음 가진 사람 빛이요. 여러분 항상 가만히 있어도 재앙은 없어져요.
You don't know your value, but as people of God, you are light. Even if you are completely still, the darkness will subside.
무슨 소리 냅니까? 빛은 나오면 어둠은 도망가는 거예요.
Light makes no sound, and yet as soon as light appears, the darkness vanishes. It sees three secrets, three mysteries you must hold on to.
감람산에서 얘기해.
And he spoke of this on the Mount of Olives for 40 days.
알기만 하면 역사는 시작됩니다.
So long as you're just aware of it, the works will begin.
본론입니다.
Main message.
그러면 하나님이 어떻게 믿으시려고 하는 거냐 말이에요.
Then what does God have in mind?
왜 이렇게 하나 교회에다가 시대에 맞은 축복을 주시냐? 뭐 하시려고 그럽니까?
Why does God bestow historic blessings upon Hana Church? What is his intention?
역시 두 가지가 나오는 겁니다.
We see two things here as well.
영원히 영원히 잊지 말아야 노바디를 가지고 모든 사람을 살리는 에브리바디 전략을 쓰겠다는 겁니다.
You must remember this. For all eternity, God wants to utilize the nobody to have a strategy to save everybody.
아무것도 없는 너희를 불러서 모든 것이 되게 하겠다는 거예요.
You have nothing, and yet God will make it so that through you, everything will take place. That is God's work.
영적인 거 모르는 사람은 뭔 소린지 몰라. 뭐 허황되게 들리겠죠. 뭐를 everybody 이렇게 들릴 겁니다.
Those who don't know the spiritual mystery may hear these words and think to themselves that it's so ambiguous. What does this mean, everybody and everything?
알기만 하면 응답 와요.
So long as you're just aware of it, the answers will come.
진짜입니다. 저는 이거 깨닫고 야 잠이 안 오더라니까요.
I assure you it's a fact. After realizing this, I couldn't go to sleep.
그건 내가 뭐 특별한 일이 있으면 하는 게 저는 원래 좀 잠이 없는데다가 이렇게 내가 딱 깨달아지니까 잠도 잘 안 와요.
Of course, I don't have a lot of sleep to begin with, but after realizing this, I really couldn't go to sleep.
그래서 뭐 여러분 뭐 이런저런 말 저는 아무 관심 없습니다. 그거 다 헛소리거든요.
All the different things that are being said are all around us. I have no interest in them whatsoever. They're all nonsensical words.
밖에 나가는데 이런 2-3주 준비하는 교회가 있는가 하면 쓸데없이 모이가 쓸데없는 소리 맨날 하는 교회들이 우리 다락방 안에도 있다니까요.
Right now, the age is changing. We see in our midst there are churches like this church that are preparing for the 237 nations. There are also churches even within our ministry that are fighting over very unimportant things.
이게 뭐 교회입니까?
Then how can you call yourself a church?
그냥 사람 소리 하는 데가 아니에요. 그건 다른 데 가서 하면 돼요.
A church is not a place where you speak the words of man. You can speak those words elsewhere.
얘는 시민운동 하는 데가 아니에요.
And the church is not a place for citizens' advocacy. And we see that it's not a place where organizations come together to carry out a lot of charitable works. The church is a foreshadowing of the throne. It's of heaven. It's a place where you can save people.
첫째입니다.
Number one.
이들은 그리스도를 만난 게 아니에요.
These people didn't meet Christ on the Mount of Olives. What did they meet?
부활하신 그리스도를 만난 거예요.
They met with the resurrected Christ.
하나님의 성도님들은 그리스도만 만난 게 아니고 지금 역사하시는 그리스도.
Hana Church members, you haven't just met with the Christ. You're meeting with the resurrected Christ who is at work even now. That's why we give our worship and that's why we pray. Otherwise, then why would we give our worship? We believe in the Christ who is at work right now. Then what happens? Now think about the field.
부활하신 그리스도께서 중요한 일꾼들을 사도와 중지자들을 감람으로 부르신 거예요.
The resurrected Christ called together the very important apostles and disciples to the Mount of Olives.
이 자체가 절대 응답이에요.
And that itself is the absolute answer.
여기에서 뭐 한 줄 아십니까?
And do you know what they did here?
성삼위 하나님께서.
The triune God.
창조를 이루시는 성삼위 하나님이 말씀으로.
The triune God who carries the works of creation gave his word.
구원을 이루시는 예수 그리스도 이 하나님의
And God the Son Jesus Christ carrying out the works of salvation.
성령의 역사 아무도 못 막아요.
And God the Holy Spirit who works by his power nobody can block it.
그래서 절대 응답이라는 겁니다.
And that's why I call it the absolute answer.
상대 응답은 뺏길 수도 있고 가져갈 수 있잖아요. 절대 응답은 못 뺏어가요.
A relative answer can be taken away. It may not be yours to begin with, but the absolute answer nobody can take away from you.
이걸 그냥 아는 게 아니고 이걸 알고 이걸 잡은 거예요.
And you're not just holding on to this. You're holding on to this after knowing what I spoke of in the introduction.
오늘 여러분이 감람원에서 일어난 그림을 한번 보시라니까요. 이 설명을 예수님이 다 한 거예요. 40일 동안 하고 응답을.
So envision in your mind what happened on the Mount of Olives. For 40 days, he explained these things, and on top of that, he gave and bestowed this answer.
하나 교회가 받을 축복.
The blessing that Hana Church will receive.
이게 1장 1절 아닙니까?
And that is chapter 1, verse 1.
두 번째 뭐죠?
Number 2.
아주 중요한 게 또 나왔잖아요.
Something also very important comes out again.
하나님의 나라.
God's kingdom.
이게 1장 3절입니다.
That's chapter 1 verse 3 of Acts.
뭐죠?
What is that?
더 구체적인 응답이 왔어요.
A more concrete answer follows.
보좌의 축복.
The blessing of the throne.
이거 아니면 세계복음 못 합니다.
Apart from this we cannot do world evangelization.
여러분이 업이 이 정도 축복을 2, 3주 축복 받아야 세계복음 하는 거지. 그거 못 받았는데 어떻게 하는 거야? 내 살기도 힘든데.
You need to receive the 237 blessings inside of your line of work. Only then can you do world evangelization. Otherwise, you can have a hard time even making a living.
여기에 중요한 말씀이 나왔어요.
And something important comes out here.
하나님의 나라랑 보좌의 축복은 이해되죠. 하나님의 나라의 일.
And you understand God's kingdom as well as the blessing of the throne. But it says here, the works pertaining to the kingdom of God. That's what you're holding on to. So how astounding is that? And just as our elder prayed for us, then at that time, in that place, What's more astounding than that?
40일이란 말은 무슨 말이죠?
So what does this mean, 40 days?
집중인 거예요.
They concentrated.
그동안 우리는 엉뚱한 거 많이 들어와 있었기 때문에 40일 동안에 완전히 축복으로 각인시키고 불이 내리고 체질화시킨 겁니다.
And so until now, other things have entered into us, and so we are now being imprinted and rooted in these other things, changing our very nature. Then of course, you have no choice but to say the 237 nations.
그리고는 예수님이 중요한 말씀을 또 하셨어요.
And then Jesus concluded with important words again.
겨우겨우 밥 먹고 살려면 지금처럼 하면 돼요.
If you're just going to meagerly put food on the table, make a living, then you can just continue in the way that you're doing now.
힘듭니까? 거기서 발버둥 치면서 살라고 하면 지금처럼 하면 돼요.
How hard is it to live in the world? But if you're going to continue to live that way, then you can just live the same way you're living now.
세계 살리려면.
But if you really intend to save the world,
오직 성령.
It has to be only Holy Spirit.
그 말이에요.
That's what this means.
우리 불신자처럼 막 그렇게 살다 뭐 그렇게 살다 죽겠다. 뭐 어떻게 하겠습니까? 그래 살면 되지만 정말로 세계 살리려면요. 이 축복 가지고 오직 성령.
And if you just want to live like an unbeliever, then what can I say against that? It's your choice to make. But if you really want to save the world, then it has to be this content with only Holy Spirit.
이거는 제 얘기 아니고 예수님이 하신 얘기라니까요.
These are not my words. These are the words of Jesus.
여기서 뭐 나옵니까?
And what comes out from this?
삼시대.
The three ages.
삼시대 뭡니까?
What are the three ages?
우리의 과거, 오늘, 미래를 하나님의 능력의 손으로 바꾸지 아니하면 안 된다 이거요.
God must through His mighty hand change our past, today, and our future.
나와 교회와 현장에 쓸데없는 거 하지 말고 하나님의 나라 임해야 된다 그 말이야.
And so in me, my church, my field, we must not do useless things, but instead enter into the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
목회자, 중직자, 렘넌트가 보좌의 축복을 누리는 원네스가 돼야 성도가 살아요.
Pastors, church officers, remnants need to go into the oneness of enjoying the blessing of the throne. Only then can the believers come to life.
자, 이게 마가다락방이 그대로 이루어진 거예요.
And this was fulfilled exactly upon Mark's upper room.
세계를 정복하게 된 겁니다.
And with that, they conquered the world.
나온 결론이 뭡니까?
And with that, what is the conclusion?
그 날이 온 거예요.
That day arrived.
성경 사도행전 2장 1절에 오순절 날이 이미 이르매.
Acts 2:1 reads, "When the day of Pentecost arrived."
이거는 세 가지를 배경했잖아요.
And there are three backgrounds to this.
흑암에서 건져낸 유월절.
It is the Passover that has brought you out from the darkness.
보좌의 배경이 되는 수장절.
And the ingathering, which is the background of the throne.
이거란 말이에요. 이게 성취된 거예요.
It was a fulfillment of this.
여기는 사도행전 1장 8절에는 중요한 말 나오기 전에 1장 6절 7절이 중요하죠. 뭐라고 했죠?
And before the important contents of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it says something very important in verses 6 and 7. What does it read?
나라를 회복하는 게 이때입니까? 그랬어요.
They begin to ask, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?"
우리나라 말고 우리나라 소국된 거 회복되는 게 그때입니까? 이런 물었어요.
So not this kingdom, not the kingdom of God. They're asking our nation, would you now, our country that has been colonized, is this the time that you'll restore it?
너희 할 바 아니오 이랬어요.
And Jesus responds, it is not for you to know.
가치가 없단 말이 아니고 지금 네가 할 거 아니야 이 말이야.
That doesn't mean it's a very unimportant question. He's saying it's not for you to know right now.
명심하세요. 교회에서 세상 이야기 할 때가 아니오.
Keep in mind as you go forward, it is not the time for us to speak about the things of the world in the church.
사람 이야기 할 때가 아니오. 사람 이야기는 밖에 갔어요. 딴 데 갔어요.
It's not a time for us to speak about people in the church.
오직 성령이 너희
What should we do in the church? Only Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. That's all we should do.
뭐가 문제인지를 지적했어요.
And he pointed out what the problem is.
아니, 이 말을 알아두고 40일 했더니 완전히 바뀌었어요. 한번 해보세요.
They understood these words and they did this for 40 days and they completely transformed. So try it.
순서까지 얘기했어요.
He even speaks about the order.
순서까지. 예루살렘과.
He says, Jerusalem.
예, 예루살렘 뭐 있습니까? 성전 있잖아요. 예루살렘과.
What's in Jerusalem? The temple.
유다와. 같은 말인데 왜 그래요?
And in all Judea, the same thing.
유다의 수도가 예루살렘 아닙니까? 예루살렘과 유다와.
We see that Jerusalem was a capital city of Judea. He says Jerusalem and then Judea.
성전이 그 중요한 사람도 있잖아요. 그 사람들부터 역사에 나야 되는 거예요.
The temple and many important people were in Jerusalem. The works need to arise for them first.
유다와.
And then in all Judea.
사마리아 알죠? 원수도 아닌데 원수가 된 똑똑한처럼요. 사마리아와.
And you know Samaria, just like North Korea, they are not our enemies, yet we perceive them to be so. And to the ends of the earth.
증인이 되라가 아닙니다. 되리라 그랬습니다.
He doesn't say go and become disciples. He says you will be my witnesses.
그러면요. 많은 이제 이때부터 뭐가 났죠?
And then what comes out here?
이제부터 걱정 안 해도 이 축복만 누리고 있으면 길이 보여.
From this point on you don't need to 그렇죠? be concerned why because 아니, as you enjoy this blessing 보이고, you can see the path.
사마리아가 보이고 이제 보이는 거예요.
You can see the crippled man, you can see Samaria.
아니, 어떻게 말해요? 아나니아가도 중이자 집에 하나님은 바울을 붙이고 일을 하는 거예요. 기.
How can it be that God attaches a person like Paul to Ananias? That path, that way begins to open.
나이도 상관없어요. 나이 드신 분들 생각하세요. 나이 많이 들었다고 생각할 필요 없어요. 여러분이 언약 잡아버리면 젊은 사람이 못하는 거래요. 그렇죠?
And your age is not important. You might think to yourself that you're too old in your years, but if you hold on to this covenant, you can do things that
아니,
even young people cannot do.
30, 40이라도 늙은 사람입니다. 그거 징그러워요. 젊은 애들은 늙은 지점은 징그럽다니까요.
There are people 아, who are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, but they are so aged in their spirit.
왜 방정환사 그런 자 얘기했잖아요. 죽은 자 속에 산 자 있고 산 자 속에 죽은 자 있다 이랬잖아요.
That's why we heard these very important words spoken, that there are those who live among the dead and those who
어,
are dead among the living.
얘기했잖아요.
And even An Chang-ho said this as well.
늙은 이 속에 청년 있고 청년 속에 늙은 있어요.
There are youth among the old, and there are the old among the youth.
근데 우리가 언약 딱 알면 뭐 문제될 게 없죠. 그때 이제 길이 막 열리는 겁니다.
And if you're aware of this, then there's nothing for you to be worried about because from that point on, the path begins to open before you. So you need to always remember this.
하나님의 나라 이렇게 할 때는요, 완벽한 거거든요. 그렇죠?
When we say God's kingdom, that is something that is perfect and complete.
성삼위 하나님과 이 보좌가 우리에게 나타난 거란 말이에요. 그렇죠?
The triune God, the throne, it is manifested upon us.
성삼위 하나님과 우리에게 보좌화가 되는 시간이란 말이죠.
A time in which we are connected to the throne through the triune God.
항상 놓치지 말아야 되는 거죠.
Then there is something we ought never to lose hold of.
성삼위 하나님 다임해 버렸는데 항상 기억해야 될 게 있어요.
The fact that the triune God has come upon you means that everything has come upon you, but there's something you must always remember.
이걸 정확하게 붙잡고 있는 시간에 하나님은 반드시 주의 사자를 보내십니다.
In that time when you are accurately holding on to the covenant, unseen to our eyes, God sends to us His angels.
주로 심부름할 때 어떨 때는 주의 천사 이렇게 표현돼 있고요.
And there are times when it says His ministering spirits. There are times when it says angels. There are times when it expresses it as a heavenly army,
천군,
heavenly hosts.
지금 일어나고 있습니다.
This is at work even now.
이거 안 믿는 사람은 불신자입니다.
And if you don't believe this, then you are an unbeliever.
아, 왜냐? 이걸 그러면 이런 거 안 믿으면 성령 못 믿어.
Because if you don't believe in these things, you can't believe in the Holy Spirit.
성령 안 믿어지니까 악령 안 믿어져.
Because you 몰라. Can't believe in the Holy Spirit, you're not even aware that the evil spirits exist.
착해집니다. 내 영혼 몰라.
Then you know nothing about your soul and spirit.
뭘 알아야 됩니까?
Then what do you know?
알아야 될 게 없잖아요, 그러면.
Then there's nothing for you to know.
그럼 짐승처럼 되는 거죠. 밥만 먹다 죽는 거죠.
That's why you just become like a beast or an animal. You just eat and live.
할 수 없습니다.
We cannot be that way.
이미 여러분에게 중요한 시간표가 시작됐습니다.
Already a very important time schedule has begun for you.
꽉 붙잡고 있으면 이런 일이 벌어져요.
If you just hold on to this covenant, these works will arise.
그날 밤에 그랬습니다.
That very night.
히스기야 왕이 기도하는 밤에
In other words, that night when King Hezekiah entered into prayer.
다니엘이 뭐라고 했는지 압니까?
What about Daniel? What did he say?
어제 밤에
Last night.
여호와의 사자가
The
얘기 아닙니다. 지금 이루어지고 있다.
The angel of the Lord. In other words, it's happening right now.
기도할 때, 예배 드릴 때 이는 나오죠.
As you hold on to the covenant, as you give your worship, as you give your prayer, this is what's happening.
다윗이 말했잖아요.
David said,
말씀을 이루는 너희 천사여.
You angels who do
그렇죠.
who carry out his work.
여호와께서 말씀하실 때 주의 뜻을 이루는 군대요.
And you heavenly hosts, heavenly armies who carry out and do his bidding.
여러분, 이 알고 드린 예배가 얼마나 중요하냐면은 여호와께서 임재하시는 곳에 있는 너희여, 이 말은 천군 천사여 그 말이에요.
And all of you who are there in the place where the Lord is present, it is the angels, the heavenly armies, the heavenly hosts, all of them.
아무도 모르죠.
But nobody's aware of it.
중직자들이 모여서 기도하고 있을 때 하나님은 헤로당을 불러왔어요.
The church officers were gathered in prayer, and the greatest persecutor of all, King Saul, King Saul's life was taken. And the Bible records this fact.
주의 사자가 친히 그랬습니다. 주의 사자를 보냈어요.
That God sent His angel.
막 그 한 막 군대도 보낼 거 없고 주의 사자를.
He didn't even need to send the heavenly armies. He just sent an angel.
지금 뭐 과학적이냐? 우리도 갈 때 주의 사자가 데리고 갑니다.
How scientific is this? Even when we die, God sends His angel.
똑같은 거요. 불신자 죽을 때 사자 옵니다. 마귀 와 데리고 갑니다. 끌고 가.
It's the same concept. When unbelievers die, a spirit comes to their side as well, but not the angels, the evil spirits. And people who are on the verge of death, when they're on their deathbed, if they are unbelievers, they always say the same thing, that these dark spirits have come to take them away. They are faced with a great storm. But Paul entered into prayer at that time. And he confesses, last night, the angel of the Lord, that's Acts 27, stood by my side and said, Paul, do not fear, for you must stand trial before Caesar. I surely believe that when I accurately hold on to the covenant, this is how God will carry out his work.
뭐 간혹가다 우리 이런 사람도 한번 좀 좋은 일을 하니까 마귀 시험이 맞네 그런 거 없어요. 다 축복이에요.
And there are times when we say, I want to do something good, but
없어요,
all of a sudden the evil spirits try to work inside of this work. Not at all. It's, all of it is a blessing.
아, 왜 저런 사람이냐? 그거 다 축복이에요.
What's wrong with that person? No, even that is 그렇죠. a blessing.
그 주, 응? 요셉이 총리했을 때 표창장 받아들일 사람이 보디발로 아니 아닙니까? 그죠?
And we see that Joseph became the governor, the person who should have been rewarded for that is Potiphar's wife.
당선인이 보내야 될 포장 장하고 누구 이름 두겠다고 하더라. 이런 말을 하겠습니다.
And I saw something on the internet saying that there are two people that the president-elect Yoon Suk-yeol should reward.
남자 이름 하나, 여자 이름 하나 더 있는데 말을 안 하겠어요.
A woman's name and a man's name. I won't say who it was.
보는 순간 나도 맞다 하는 생각이 들었어요.
And the moment I saw that those names, I thought to myself, that's right. They're the ones who made Yoon Suk-yeol into the president. But in the same way,
문제될 거 없다 말이에요.
Joseph became the governor because of Potiphar's wife. In other words, nothing is a problem.
하나님께 감사드립니다.
Let us pray, God, we thank you.
우리를 은혜로 축복하신 하나님께 감사드립니다.
We thank you, Lord, for blessing us with your grace.
주의 심부름할 수 있도록 하나 교회를 축복하신 하나님께 감사를 드립니다.
And we thank you, Lord, for blessing Hana Church to carry out your errands.
영광을 하나님이 세세토록 받으시옵소서.
May you receive all the glory for the coming ages.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.